Welcome to Millennials Love, where we discuss the culture, trends, and obsessions of the millennial generation. I'm your host, Sharon Haddon, and whether you are a millennial or you know a millennial, you're guaranteed to hear something useful, something fun, and something inspiring. Today's guest is Alicia Kinchlow, founder of Kinchlow Law and legal coach at Business Babes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Millennials Love Networking Like the Pros. Alicia, thank you for joining us today to talk about one of the most underestimated personal and professional tactics.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I know that you are part of a group, Business Babe, that, you know, provides coaching for both men and women in the business and entrepreneurial realm. Could you take a minute to just tell me a little bit about Business Babes?
Yeah, sure. Business Babes, again, is a coaching group that is designed to help people, mostly entrepreneurs who are just getting off the ground or who are in the beginning stages of their company, to kind of get them back on track. What we do that's a little bit unique to most coaching companies that you'll find is that we are made up of a group of five different women with different practice areas. So Yolanda Bailey, who started Business Babes, is actually a serial entrepreneur. So she has several businesses that she's started from the bottom up and that she continues to run. We also have Genesis Dorsey, who is a graphics designer and brand specialist as well. We have Tiffany Gillespie, who is an events planner. And we have Marquita Eshon, who is a certified public accountant. And then myself, who is an attorney. So what we're able to kind of do for all of our clients is to give them a wealth of information in a lot of different areas and kind of be able to send them through the pipeline of our coaching group for whatever it is that they need. In addition to the coaching services that we offer, we also offer networking events. I know that's the big thing we're going to be talking about today, but we give a forum for them to network with other people either in their industry or outside their industry. And we provide a lot of online tools, webinars, e-books, things of that nature to kind of make sure that they have the resources they need to be successful in their business.
Wow, absolutely. The website, if I'm not mistaken, is businessbabesonline.com. You guys provide a variety of coaching packages, networking resources, and products. How do you feel networking influences or encourages business leads?
It really does do that, very much so. I think that networking, like you said, is one of those things that we don't always think about, and especially as entrepreneurs are working in our own business, we don't often take the time to kind of step outside of that and network. But really, a lot of what you earn and what the business that comes into you is who you know and who knows you. It's important mm-hmm. that you take that time to kind of step out and make sure that you're networking, not just in person, but also through other platforms such as social media. A lot of my business, for my law firm especially, and as well as for Business Babes, comes through word of mouth. We're not able to always spend as much money, you know, advertising, marketing as some of the bigger businesses. So for the small entrepreneurs, for the small business owners, networking, that word of mouth, is paramount. It's the most important thing you can do to make sure that you're bringing in business and bringing in revenue to make sure that you continue to thrive.
I'm glad you mentioned social media because that makes it, you know, makes you able to amplify your message just so much more. Do you have maybe a top three list of tips for networking on social media?
Well, yeah, my top three tips for networking on social media is to, before you actually jump in, to watch. You want to make sure that you're looking around, seeing what other people are doing, checking out what the etiquette is, because it's different on different platforms. So you want to make sure that you are at least taking the time to kind of see, kind of scope out what's going on. Follow people who do the same type of thing that you do to get an idea of how they're doing it and what they're not doing well, what you can kind of change. I would also say, you know, look for the influencers, people who have a high amount of followers or engagements and see what they're doing right. Always do that before you jump into anything. Take some time to kind of scope out the landscape. My second tip would be to make a plan. Have a goal. Have objectives. Anyone playing with social media knows it can suck up your whole day. So you really want to kind of make sure that you're looking at it strategically when it's regarding your business. So, you know, make a plan for the different platforms that you're going to be on. Make sure you've thought about which platforms are really the best to further your type of business. Each platform, even though they might have a lot of followers, may not lend themselves well to your particular type of industry. So make a plan and have objectives. Know what your return on your investment should be, and know how to measure it and make sure that you're tracking that. And then my last tip would be to engage consistently and promptly. So nowadays we have a lot of things that allow us to automate our posts for, you know, Instagram or Twitter. But what that does sometimes is that it makes us walk away from those things. And clients or potential clients or customers are reaching back out to us, trying to engage us, and we're not there. So it's important that, you know, you're posting consistently, but that you're making sure that you're also interacting with those people consistently and promptly.
Well, so in my own PR and marketing consulting business, I've explored how my personal brand kind of works in tandem with my business brand. How important would you say personal branding is to networking success?
It's extremely important because your personal brand basically is your credibility. And I tell people all the time, you need to make sure that you're protecting that. For me, I'll give an example. Before I started my law firm a year ago, I managed a mid-sized law firm. And with that mid-sized law firm and my management level, I really didn't engage in social media. That wasn't very locked down. And even when I did engage in that personally, I was very careful what I posted. Now that I'm with Business Babes and people want to know more about me and what I, you know, what I do and who I am, you know, I have to be a little bit more open. But you have to be very careful about that because people are looking at what you say and what you post to see whether it's consistent with what the values are of your business. And before they're coming to you often with a small business or as an entrepreneur, they're really looking at who you are and what you say and what you do and if that's consistent. So they're buying into you more so than they're buying into your business when you're a small business owner. So you have to be very careful about how you portray yourself in social media and even, you know, in real life, off of social media, offline. You need to make sure that the things that you say, that you do, those values that you say that you espouse are consistent with whatever it is that you're trying to sell in your business. Because they're not believing what you're posting or they're seeing something completely different, they're not going to buy into your business.
You have that personal page, but you have to think, well, in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you forget, you know, you and as adults, too, you know, we sometimes forget, you know, we're having a good time and we want to post things that are going on because we want to be social. It's meant to be social. But we do have to be very careful about that.
One of my biggest thing is investments, whether that's in my personal brand, my professional brand, my business. Are conferences and networking mixers, you know, professional organizations still valuable investments?
I always say they can be. I think you have to look at each of them, you know, on a one-by-one basis, basically. You need to look at whether or not they're going to give you a good return on your investment. So for conferences, especially if they're industry-specific conferences, you're not only getting, you know, an opportunity to mingle with other people in your industry, but you're hopefully also gaining a wealth of knowledge. So as an attorney, I have to take continuing legal education classes, and I'll often do a conference because a conference will give me, you know, updates on relevant areas of law, you know, and where I practice. So for me, even if I don't meet a single person, that conference is probably worth, you know, all the research that I could have done for a year getting put into a day for me. So that's mm-hmm. a valuable investment in that way. But then if you take the time to network outside of that, you're also going to run into people who you can continue to learn from, basically, you know, kind of continue to mix with. However, in terms of drawing business, it may not be the best way, and that kind of gets to professional organizations as well. If you are spending a lot of your time with the same industry that you're in, you're probably not putting yourself in the best position to continue to drive business. So unless I'm marketing directly to other business coaches or other lawyers, I don't need to spend all my time with business coaches and lawyers. If I'm going to attend professional organization type of events, I should be looking for other people who can bring me business, can refer things to me. So as a family law attorney, for example, I may want to go to events that focus on family therapists because they may be able to refer their clients to me for divorces or for any other issues they may have. So I always say you have to be careful. Be selective about where you're spending your time and your money, especially for conferences and professional organizations. They can be very expensive. Networking mixers can be, you know, a little bit better. Generally, you're not spending a lot of money to go to those mixers if they're local to you. But what you are giving up is your time. So, and that's a viable resource as well. So you want to make sure that you're looking at, you know, what really is the benefit that you're getting from it and make sure that it's really worth it.
Alicia, you have a wealth of knowledge surrounding business, coaching. What would you say separates the newbie networkers from the people who network like the pros? You know, what are your top three tips to network like a pro?
So my first tip for a newbie would be, and I heard this from another woman who gave a lecture on networking several years ago, was to be socially promiscuous. And so what that means is just if you see things that interest you and you want to go and, you know, and as long as it's, you know, not too costly, and if you want to go out and mingle with some other people, go out and do it. Go to as many functions as you can. Meet as many different people as you can, because what's going to happen is that you're going to start to make that own judgment call on whether or not it's a good return on your investment. It'll put you in a lot of different places. It'll give you experience for networking, seeing how other people network, but it'll help you to kind of whittle down where you really need to be spending your time and what really is giving you the best return on your investment in terms of education as well as meeting other people. My other thing is to have an objective and to research. So you, whenever you go into a networking event, you need to have a goal for networking there. You know, do you want to meet a potential referral source? Did you want to meet the person who's sitting on the panel? Did you want to drive in some business? If you're a newbie and networking isn't easy to you, what I would say your objective should be initially is to give yourself a goal of a certain amount of people you want to interact with and make it, you know, make it something easier that you can kind of build on. So initially I may say meet two people, engage with two people, exchange business cards, and then follow up with them. And then you can get out of there. You know, if you're feeling like you can't take it anymore, then you can just go ahead and get out of there. And then each time as you're building up, you know, events, add on an extra person, you know, add on three, add on four. Don't just exchange your cards to be exchanging cards. But make sure you're interacting, engaging with someone. But if it's something that's not, you know, easy to you, just give yourself a small goal and to start out. You'll see that you'll get more and more comfortable. And then my third thing, like I said, just touched on it, was to follow up. Don't spend all that time to go there and give out your business cards and don't follow up with them. What I do now is I use MailChimp to manage my email list. And what I'll do is after an event, if I've interacted or engaged with some people, I'll bring everything back and I'll put them into an email list and I'll just send out an email to those people I met and say, hey, I met you at such and such event. It was great meeting with you. I would like to follow up with you. Here's more about what I do. And if you're interested in my law firm or coaching services, here's a link to sign up to the email subscriber list for those organizations. So at the very least, if they don't call me or I don't get around to calling them, I sent out that email. That follow-up is so important because otherwise you're just wasting your time. Go to as many functions as you can. Have an objective and goal. Research who's going to be there beforehand because it'll help you to make the conversations easier. And then make sure you follow up.
Well, there you have it, folks. If you want to network like a pro, you got to be socially promiscuous. I love that, Alicia. That's gonna stay with me for years to come.
It does stick with you and it gets the point across. You know, you got to get out there. You have to get out there.
Before I let you go, I want to make sure everyone knows where they can find you on social media, where they can find Business Babes online. Maybe if you guys even have any upcoming webinars or events coming up, just take a minute to share with us where we can connect with you.
Sure. For myself, again, my name is Alicia Kinchlow. My last name is a little hard to spell, but it's my email address is Alicia Kinchlow esq@gmail.com. That's my personal one. In terms of Twitter and Instagram, my handles are both AAKESQ. For Business Babes, our Instagram is The Business Babes, and then our website address, is Business Babes Online. Now, we do have an upcoming seminar. It's Small Business 101. Markita Eshon, who is our certified public accountant, is going to be giving that. It's going to be going through a wealth of tips for what you need to know about starting out with your business and getting everything set up, you know, kind of taking away some of that fear about accounting that we, most of us have when it comes to our personal as well as our business accounts. So this is going to be focusing on business accounting. So that'll be coming up later on this month. And then we also have a book club with Business Babes, and it's going to also kind of stay in line with financial responsibility. So it's going to be a challenge to kind of get your personal finances back on track to make sure that you're doing what you need to do for your business. So that'll be launching for the month of November. So I'm excited about that too.
No, well, we are just excited because we get to look forward to this after hearing your awesome tips on networking like a pro. I can't thank you enough, Alicia, for joining us to talk about this. It's so important, both personally and professionally.
No problem. Again, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the work that you've done. Your podcasts are awesome. So I'm very glad that you chose to have us join you. I appreciate it.
Do you have an inspirational story to share? Are you a subject matter expert, or could your business use some additional exposure? Email info@reachforcosmos.com for features and sponsorship. As always, see you next Monday on Millennials Love.